it's Giggins making the play around Sweden. Jesse
yes.
Giggins
yes.
to the line.
Yes.
And it is
yes.
Jesse Giggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
No surprise that Foxborough Patriots pound the Giants. Kentucky to hire Will Stein from Oregon. UCLA to hire Bob Chesney from James Madison. And Penn State eyes BYU's Kalani Sitake. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder, 725, a moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist. We'll get with Tony Morrell of the BigSpur.com, 805. Going to review Clemson South Carolina game and talk about the Clemson or South Carolina's future and what all has to happen here with offensive coordinator and transfer portal and the like. Going to talk a little NFL, not much. A lot of college football. Still reviewing what happened over the weekend. Still reviewing in-state rivalry. Still reviewing the fallout from that. Still reviewing all the other rivalry games and now reviewing all this coaching stuff as the coaching carousel has hit full speed, warp speed, through all of that. The guy that will guide us through this on a rainy start to the day. But thank goodness now, once the Mickey Plyler Show ends today, Will Clinton, we're going to see a little at least dry weather. Not warm, but dry. So we'll get that out of the way. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right. Nice and warm.
Good.
Now that I'm here.
Yes.
Nice and dry.
Side the Upcountry Fiber Studios, yes.
Now that I'm through the door.
Glad to hear that.
And just like the rain's going to stop, I think the news will start.
Yes.
As it always does at 9 a.m.
Yes, always does that for sure. How was your Monday?
It was a good Monday, productive Monday.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I did as well. My little girl had a slight little fever, and so in the morning she didn't feel great. So we just cuddled up on the lazy boy, and then she started feeling better after a nap in the afternoon. Still had on one of her Anna and Elsa dresses and these shoes, these princess shoes that are way too big for her. So I was on edge all day long because I thought she was going to fall and hit her head on a counter or on a little table all day long. And then we had to we painted, and now I'm worried about it getting all over everywhere. And I cooked burgers last night and got ketchup all over me from her hugs and all. Anyway, just a great day, though. Great day for sure. And love getting the family back in town and all that. So that was fantastic. I have a bunch of thoughts. I still have some Clemson South Carolina thoughts. I have the new age of college football thoughts. I have thoughts on telling you, unfortunately, I've been right so much about this whole portal, NIL, coaching, the carousel. I'm right about all this stuff. What I'm telling you is you're not going to believe the chaos you're going to see over the next 6 weeks in college football. The portal starts at the first of the year, and you're going to see staff chaos. You're going to see guys that will announce early their leave and guys aren't announcing yet but will announce, and what that all looks like and how this thing comes together and how fast-paced it's going to be. That's going to be crazy. And then I'm going to go over the Clemson portal stuff. By the way, what are we going to do in segment two?
I'm going to rank the new coaching hires that were announced when I sat down to think about it last night.
Good.
Because there's more.
It. Yeah, I love it. Let's do that for sure. One thing I've got today is I've got a list, and I'll tell you that by number of players that – and I'm not going to tell you who they are because I don't want to embarrass anybody. But I got a number of players that you want – for Clemson to go in the portal. Because there's two different kinds of there's actually three different kinds of portal guys. Guys that you want to leave that aren't going to be playing for you, aren't good enough to play for you, can't play. The second one is guys that you'd rather stay around. And third ones are the key guys that you just can't lose. And so, for instance, the key guys you can't lose at Clemson would be Gideon Davidson, Wesco, Moore, Brown, Bettencourt, Jacobs, maybe a Lawson, you know, Sammy Brown, Hampton, you know, some of those guys. So with that said, I'll give you the list of those guys. But I'm not going to tell you who, but I can just quickly tell you now, there are, I'm looking at it now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's 11 guys on my list. I'll tell you by position of you want them to leave, and that's just to make more room. And I think a lot of them are going to leave, which means you got to fill, you got to backfill on the portal because tomorrow's signing day, and Clemson's going to sign about 19 guys tomorrow. But you got a bunch of guys leaving too, seniors and guys going pro and all that. So I mean, you got to have a roster, and that's why I think Clemson fans don't understand this. I think Dabo's is looking at it. He's going to have to sign double digits in the portal just to have a roster. And I think everybody's up against that. You see, North Carolina's got 40 high school commitments they're going to try to sign tomorrow. Georgia's got 31. I mean, this is just turnover. This is chaos. And I don't know how you're supposed to fit and see how – for instance, Georgia's going to be great next year. I think Georgia's offense – I mean, Georgia's depth chart's great. But they're going to have 40 new players next year. North Carolina's going to have 50 new players next year. Like, that's over half your roster. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up. Should be a lot of fun. Patriots won last night. They're 11-2. That's a great turnaround season for them. Giants are just dismal. Giants are 2-11 and in disarray. One thing I have is the news out of Kentucky. They finally did this. Look, I like this hire. They finally fired Mark Stoops because you knew what Mark Stoops was. But and I think it's got a chance to work out. But this is a much better. Much better feeling about Kentucky football right now. They're going to hire Will Stein. He is the 36-year-old former Louisville quarterback, Will Stein, who, let me give you, this is what's crazy. Will Stein was a high school coach in 2019. And, oh, by the way, was not the head coach in high school. He was a quarterback's coach in high school in 2019. The first full-time, full-staff job he got in college football was 2020. And here we are 5 years later, and he's a head coach in the SEC. He was at UT San Antonio as the wide receiver coach and then the quarterback's coach up to 2022. I mean, just 3 years ago, he was a first-time coach at UTSA, and now he's the head coach at an SEC school. That's crazy. Bob Chesney was the head coach at Holy Cross 2 years ago. And now Bob Chesney is the head coach at UCLA. Bob Chesney, just 8 years ago, was the head coach at Assumption College. Man, these paths these guys are taking really is crazy. If you think about it now, Kalani Sitake, the BYU head coach, here's a guy who has not been outside of the state of Utah except for 1 year when he was at Oregon State as a defensive coordinator. 1 year outside of Utah as a – I'll take that back. In 2001, 25 years ago, he was a DB coach at Eastern Arizona. But he spent 2 years outside the state of Utah, and he might be the head coach at Penn State, who's Amish and Quaker country. And, like, I don't know, man, this Tongan American football coach is going to fit in and – in the most lily-white situation in America? We'll talk about that. Got some Lane Kiffin thoughts, some John Sumrall thoughts, some Alex Golish thoughts, some Ryan Silverfield thoughts. We got a lot to get into as far as this coaching thing is concerned. And now Arizona State's got, I mean, Oregon State has their guy. Stanford has their guy. Those have been, you know, a little lower, you know, higher, so all that. I think Oklahoma State did an unbelievable job with their hire. So we can talk about all these things and these coaches coming up. But the days of, like, you got to go be an assistant for 20 years, you got to be a coordinator for 20 years. No. Will Stein was coaching in high school at not even a head coach, a quarterback's coach in high school at Lake Travis High School in 2019. And he's 36 years old, and he's the head football coach at Kentucky. But at least you have – at least you got some excitement. He might get it wrong. He might not be mature enough for it yet. He might get it totally wrong. He's going to bring some youth and some enthusiasm, some interesting offensive concepts. Total opposite of Mark Stoops. Offensive guy, young guy, energetic guy, got a good personality guy. Opposite of Mark Stoops. But with that said, you don't know what you're getting. You're investing an awful lot, and you really don't know what you're getting. So we'll talk about that coming up. I mean, isn't that crazy? The guy has basically been a full-time football coach at the assistant level in 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 20, 6 years. And now he's a head football coach. He's only been a coordinator for 3 years, and now he's a head football coach. I know everybody says Dabo, but Dabo was a coach for 15 years before he got here.
I mean, I'd say 5 years, because one of those years he was at a high school.
Yeah.
2020 to 2025.
Yeah, the and one of those was a – I got to need to look back and see. It's Texas Antonio. Was the COVID year to even play, you know? Anyway, Will Stein. And they hired a Louisville guy. But at least you get some excitement, man. Right? Like, at least you get a little bit of – energy in your program. But just very, very interesting hires. And then I'll have a question for you about Pro Football Focus. I saw the key for Pro Football Focus grades the other day. Have you seen the key for Pro Football Focus?
I don't think I've sat down and actually looked at it.
Because I have a major question for that. I'll ask that in segment three. How about that? My great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053. We are dealing with Harbin Lumber right now for the second time, and I got to tell you, it's an absolute dream. Probably first of the year, we're going to try to sit down and do some kitchen renovations. And what Wes has drawn up for us is beautiful. It's amazing. He designed, he got all other cabinets in here and put those together, and it looks awesome. We've been so much, and that's in our master bedroom, walk-in closets, and our bathrooms. That's in our living rooms. That's in our kitchen. That's in our mudroom and laundry room, man. We've got unbelievable cabinets everywhere. And so we're going to do that. Let them do that. We talked to them about screening porches and decks and things on these lines and some of the things they do. So we absolutely love what we've done so far with Harbin Lumber, all of our interior products, all of our interior doors, all the hardware. And we're going to do it again. And I know it's going to go absolutely amazing. We love Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com, full-service lumber yard. Since 1917, HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, the best in the business for that lumber yard you're looking for, HarbinLumber.com. Short break, segment two, ranking some college coaches with Will Clanton when you come back right after this.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a Gamecock fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time.
It's bow time.
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersLeap.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday. I do want to tell you about my great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Man, they do an unbelievable job. I told you that I am on their preventive maintenance plan. I suggest you do this. If you need a new machine, the Armstrong made right here in the state of South Carolina is absolutely phenomenal. Blue Ridge has all of those tax rebates. Blue Ridge Heating Air now before the end of the year. So schedule it. And it's a free deal. They come in and look and see what you've got there. The other side of it is those federal tax credits and now the instant rebates you get right up front. That's the upfront rebates. You're not waiting on those things. So many great things with no interest financing available. Up to $2,000 on rebates with the heat pumps from Armstrong for this utility rebate. So there's all kinds of unbelievable deals going on, saving on your energy bill every single month, making it more efficient. So for a free estimate today, call Blue Ridge Heating Air. Go to the website, blueridgeheatingair.com. Blue Ridge Heating Air, engineered comfort solutions. Segment two with Mr. Will Clanton.
As of yesterday, around 7 p.m., we'll say, I might have missed the Will Stein hire. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I saw the release on Twitter from Kentucky. I was thinking that he was the interim guy.
Oh, no. He's coming for Oregon. He's the guy. But even then, like, you're going to rank, like, how do you rank Will Stein? I mean, how do you know? You can go back to look at Lake Travis. I mean, Oregon, who wouldn't be successful? Oregon's offensive coordinator, maybe.
That's true. Oregon's had a lot of success. I mean, look at he's their quarterback coach, or was their quarterback coach as well. And Dante Moore, is that his name?
Yes.
He's been fantastic this year for Oregon. It's a very simplified scheme.
Yeah.
I really like it. With that being said, I'll include Will Stein in this list of 10. I'm not ranking the hires based on anything that's objective. Well, actually, it is very objective.
Okay.
This is based on a five-year projection.
All right. You're projecting who will be the most successful.
And
are you taking into account where they're going to be?
Yes.
Okay.
So a five-year projection based on the ceiling.
Okay.
As it is right now. So okay. I'll go ahead and I'll tell you my number one.
Okay.
James Franklin, Virginia Tech.
You like that one?
I think that is the best fit. I think that, I mean, how can you not hire James Franklin?
Yeah. The man lives, eats, sleeps football and recruiting and in a place that's hadn't won in a while and eat it up, man. And he's got background there in the area in Maryland and all. Mm-hmm. And eat it up. He'll eat it up.
Great fit, especially in terms of recruiting that area.
Yeah.
Slam dunk hire.
And they're putting a bunch of money in the program. Yep, I got it. I like it.
Yes. Number two for me. This might surprise you. Alex Golish.
That surprised me at all.
Okay. Okay. I think this is as good of a hire as you can make.
I agree.
He didn't have a lot of high-profile coaching experience. He's been kind of in the background for a long time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Alex Golish is another he's one of the few coaches that did not play football.
I know he went to Ohio State. I don't think he played football there. I could be wrong. Could be wrong on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has...
Yeah, you're right. Student assistant. Yeah.
Okay. He's had a meteoric rise in the last 15 years.
One thing he did is this is the Ellis Johnson approach. He's just been everywhere. And despite only being 41 years old, he coached as a GA at Ohio State and Northern Illinois and Oklahoma State. He gets first full-time job in 2009 at Toledo. And he's been at Illinois and Iowa State and Central Florida and Tennessee. And so he's worked for a bunch of different guys. I like that approach. You work for a bunch of different athletic directors, You get to see a bunch of different, you know, offenses and a bunch of different staffs. And so, you know, if you're the running backs coach at Toledo and the head coach moves somewhere, you got a chance to either stay with a new coach there or you go to where that guy is. You get a whole a melting pot of different ideas and relationships you could build. And like I said, with guys that are athletic directors or girls athletic directors that you might know, and it helps you to create that and create those relationships. And it might help you advance your career faster. That's what he's done. Because if you think about it, he's been at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is his 10th school since 2005. 10 schools in 20 years.
Wow. So usually that's a bad thing.
Well, as a head coach, but as an assistant, again, I get it.
As an assistant, yes.
The longest he was anywhere, he was at Illinois for 4 years. He was at Iowa State for 4 years, Tennessee for 2 years. That's the long – and 3 years at South Florida. Or 2 years at South Florida. 3 years at South Florida. So
– at South Florida, yeah. He's had great success. Yes. Obviously, he took over after Jeff Scott.
Right.
And he has propelled them into national relevancy,
yep.
Which is
– they're good.
Very strange.
They're
to
good.
Think. But the one thing that I like about Golish – have you heard there's a theme and there's a specific word in almost all of his quotes?
Oh, I didn't know this.
Work.
Oh.
Everything is about work, hard work, hard going work, to work. Work, his demeanor. I love it. He famously, well, maybe not famously, but there was a viral moment when he seemed to have snubbed Tom Herman. FAU coach.
Yep. Post game handshake. Yep.
Yeah. Strong handshake, walk away. Tom yep. Herman hated it.
Yeah.
One of the quotes that Alex Golish has, quote, "You can always work harder than someone else. It's a choice in recruiting. You can write one more letter, send one more text, make one more FaceTime call.
Pay one more dollar.
Pay one more dollar." That's not in the quote.
Oh,
but,
no.
You can still outwork people.
Yeah.
Other things might change, but I don't think hard work ever will.
Yeah. Love the hire.
Yes.
Absolutely love the hire. And he's got an identity on offense. Like, there is no, wonder what they're going to do. Nah, he's going to go. And it's going to be spread, and they're going to sling it, and it's going to be good. Yeah.
One thing that he did, one thing that he ignored, and my number, I'm going to jump to number five here.
Okay.
And that's John Summerall.
All right.
At Florida. Number five for me. Summerall reportedly was the favorite for Auburn.
Right.
And turned them down because he did some research and found out that there's a high level of, we'll call it accountability at Auburn. Some people call it meddling. Some people call it oversight.
Yeah. You got a lot of cooks in the kitchen at Auburn. Auburn finds ways to screw it up. One of the things that Golish has got to do is he's got to get those cooks out of the kitchen. Same thing Sarkisian had to do is at Texas a little bit. Saban did it at Alabama. You got to get all those boosters and all those board members and all that, and you got to say, hey, man, look, I got this. Go do – you hired me to do the job. I got to do it. Stay out of the meddling. We're not doing the Bobby Lauder stuff anymore. We're getting rid of the drama. We're not having any more soap operas. It's not going to be all, you know, drama queen stuff all day, every day around here. I'm the guy. You hired me to do it. I'll do it until you fire me. But at this point in time, we're not doing the Auburn deal anymore.
You could relate it to his Russian heritage.
Yeah, born in the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
Immigrated at six, I believe. Might have been earlier than that.
How about that?
But anyway, with Golish number two, Summerall number five, I'm just unsure about John Summerall. He was, I don't want to say he was born on third base, but he was definitely born on second base with that two-lane team.
Yeah. You go back, he did a good job at Troy. At Troy, he was 23-4. I think he's a good hard-nosed guy. I think he's a football coach, a good, you know, defensive guy. I like that a lot. I like John Summerall. The question I have there is Florida going to give him what he needs to be successful? And Scott Strickland, you know, is he a decent guy to work for? There's a lot of, you know, conflicting reports there on that. I don't have a problem with Summerall. I've got a problem with I don't know what else is around him right now. Are they all going to be in the same boat,
fair,
rowing
fair.
In the same direction? That's my problem at Florida.
Number three, Jim Mora Jr. at Colorado State.
And that might be the number one hire for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a great hire.
It's a perfect fit. What he did at UConn.
Yep.
Where they're at right now, yep. Colorado State, where they want to go.
Love that.
Lesser competition, in a sense, even though it's Pac-12 now. I think it's fantastic. Number four, and I hate to say this, Lane Kiffin. I'm not happy about this whole situation. We can get into that later. I've been called an Ole Miss guy. I've also been called worse.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I got two issues here. Look, Lane's an offensive genius. There's a lot of positives to Lane Kiffin. I got two negatives. Number one, how dysfunctional is LSU? I mean, I've got a new AD. I got a new president. I got a governor down there sticking his nose in everything. I got a bunch of debt down there. And they're crazy about football. I get it. So how dysfunctional is LSU? And number two is it's always going to be about Lane Kiffin. He's a strange dude. The handshakes at midfield or the pregame stuff, it just feels like there's just this self-centered aspect of Lane Kiffin that is always going to be about Lane Kiffin and the attention. And he's not going to outwork anybody. He's going to be on a boat in the bayou, you know, in the Gulf or whatever. So he's not going to be around a lot and all that. He's not going to go do the booster club. They're going to do all that. But it's about Lane. And look, it's got potential to be national championship caliber, but it also has a potential to be this egomaniac, narcissistic Lane Kiffin still staying Lane. He's changed an awful lot. Still got a long way to go, in my opinion. I think he could be ultra successful there, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. I think with Lane Kiffin, you get an awful lot of baggage, an awful lot of other things.
Oh, yes. I think above all else, it's a perfect fit.
Right.
Because sleazy head coach at LSU, that's what happens, that's what works. Number five, John Summerall.
Yep.
Skipping over that one. Number six for me is Eric Morris.
Love that hire.
North Texas to Oklahoma State. The only reason I have him this low is because of a lack of body of work.
Sure.
What he's done at North Texas has been fantastic, and even as an offensive coordinator previously, just not a lot of years, not a lot of seasons under the belt.
My only question here, you hire a young guy, you don't know. This is like the Herman hire. You know, you could fool people at North Texas, but because there's only about five eyeballs watching you, and the next jump you make, you're not going to fool people. The higher levels you go, you're not going to be able to fool people. It's the Beto O'Rourke thing. Oh, man, when you're a little small-town senator or small-town state congress or representative, whatever, yeah, I can fool people. You get on the national stage, like, man, I can't fool you anymore, right? So Tom Herman's the same way. Once the more exposure we have to you, we're going to find out who you really are. And I don't know, it might not be the case. The other one is, without T. Boone Pickens around anymore, like, what's their commitment level right now? And if it's and they might be sick of losing. Maybe they're ready. But he's taken over, I think, at a pretty good time at Oklahoma State. I think it's a good hire.
And as I've said before, he is exactly 40 years old.
He's a man.
He's 40.
Right.
Seven for me is Bob Chesney.
I've got him higher.
I'm just not sure. Again, I need to do my research.
Okay.
He's an East Coast guy.
He has been at Norwich, Delaware Valley, Kings in Pennsylvania, John Hopkins. He's been the head coach at Salve Regina, whatever that is, Assumption, Holy Cross, and James Madison. Maybe he can't do it in the big time, maybe. But he won 11 games twice at Assumption. He won 12 games at Holy Cross, and he won 11 games so far this season at James Madison. Like, if you can win at three different places with three different, who knows what the funding is? Who knows? You got to go out coach people. I don't think like Assumption College in the last 3 years there, where he goes 31-7 and makes it to the Division II playoffs and finishes the top 10 there. I don't think like Assumption College is like, oh man, their resources are so much better. And if they were, then I know they're not at Holy Cross, where he won 12 games in 2022,
and finished sixth in the country. And it's not like James Madison is some sort of, oh, they're outspending people and all this stuff. So he's had to outcoach people. And I like him an awful lot. This is a guy who's a great defensive mind, in my opinion. And, again, you worry about the defensive side of it. Got a lot of defensive guys, guys that coach on the defensive side of the ball. Anyway, Bob Chesney's got energy. He's got personality. He took over a good deal now. But now, people talk about what happened with Cignetti leaving.
Yep.
Remember, Cignetti took an awful lot of those players.
Yes.
Hey, Cignetti took the players that he wanted to take. And Chesney held it together. He followed the guy, and he held it together. I think this is a great hire. I think Penn State should hire him, but UCLA went across the coast and got him.
I like it. Yeah. I'll save the last three because we need to go to break.
All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. I want to hear these other three. Much more on the other side after this.
iPhone 15 Pro on Verizon.
This holiday, trade in any iPhone in any condition for the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium, Apple TV 4K, and 6 months of Apple One, all on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Go to your local Verizon store now. 6 months of Apple One, then $10 per month. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Apple TV 4K and Apple One offers require eligible phone purchase with activation on Unlimited Ultimate. Additional terms and conditions apply. Visit Verizon.com for details.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over a million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
Paying rent for your student year after year and it just keeps going up? Invest in something that lasts. The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes offers maintenance-free, brand-new townhomes just minutes from campus and across from Lake Hartwell. Own a spacious, luxury home your student can live in with plenty of room for visitors on game day weekends. Build equity instead of throwing money away on rent. It's a smart move now and a valuable investment for the future. Check out The Landing at Clemson Marina by Hunter Quinn Homes.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
East Main Furniture in Eastley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Eastley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
This Wednesday night, the Clemson Tigers are on the road heading down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. This being part of the ACC-SEC Challenge and a rematch of an elite matchup just a few years ago, Clemson looks to make a statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6:45 with 7:15 being the tip-off. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day. The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
Have you had enough of mine?
You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. In all the time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
Probably got some Christmas parties coming up. Probably have a bunch of, I don't know, a big sales meeting. I don't know, some big holiday stuff going up. Hey, why not go by Roosters? Get your haircut like a man. RoostersMGC.com. Let them take care of you. You're going to love Roosters. Get the app. Get the gift cards for people. Sign up online. 7-Step Facial. Loving what they're doing there with the straight razor shaves. Get Mampered. Plaza on Pelham. Pelham Road in Greenville. So great friends over at Roosters. All right, you got three or four more for me on the new hires? Thoughts on those guys?
Yes, I do. And these are really, well, actually, I'll just tell you. Number eight for me, Pete Golding, Ole Miss.
I don't like this hire at all. I mean, they're stuck. But Pete Golding, who has had, and he's got a checkered past. He had some off-the-field instances, some arrests, or, you know, like a legal issue. He looks like he's unkept. You know, he's like a bum, like he's an unkept guy. And he's going to be one of these old good old boys on the sidelines and all. Like, I don't like it at all. I think I might have named him an interim deal to try to save the college football playoff thing. But this feels like when Mississippi State hired their defensive coordinator after Mike Leach passed, this feels like a short-term answer. And the guy's just, again, he ain't been to Roosters, I can tell you that. And shouldn't judge anybody by the way they look. But considering his off-the-field things that he had, and how unkept he looks, unkept's a good word, frumpy and unkept. I mean, he looks like a guy that when you go to a Christmas party and you got 40 people there and there's like, and they're, you know, guys in their 50s. What's Pete Golding? He's 41, you know, and he's still single and he's still, you know, getting hammered and over there hitting the keg upside down, keg shots, whatever, at 41. Like, he looks like he's this party guy and just going to hang, you know what I'm saying?
The guy who does not talk until the beer starts flowing.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like he's still trying to live, you know, like a teenager or something. He looks, I don't know, looks immature, unkept, and tattered. I don't know. I don't like it at all.
Frumpy.
And I don't think he's a good football coach.
His defense is, I mean, it's held up this year and last year. It's been decent.
Wasn't very good at Alabama. They didn't like him down there. Like I said, got some trouble and all that. Anyway.
You need a personality guy at Ole Miss. That's the coaching.
Oh, they got a personality guy. They got a frat guy. This guy, he's an old guy at the frat house. Yeah.
a charismatic personality.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does not have that.
Right.
Number nine, Ryan Silverfield, Arkansas. I really don't. I mean,
you got a couple issues here. I like the NFL experience that he has. He had a couple of good years there, but they always fall apart. Memphis is, they've had good years there, but they always like find ways to lose and fall apart and lose games they shouldn't lose there. I think this is one of the lower end hires. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Yes, I think Arkansas did a terrible job.
But I mean, they might have done the best they could do for them.
That's very, hey, at least they did not hire somebody who's had a scandal and also been the coach at Arkansas.
Right.
Number 10 for me is Will Stein, Kentucky. We did touch on him.
He could be great, man. He could be unbelievably great. But how do you know? It's just not enough of a sample size. Is he ready to be the CEO at the age of 36 years old? I don't know. I like the hire. That's who I'd have hired. And you know what's interesting? All these other guys have been head coaches. Franklin, Golich, Mora, Kiffin, Sumrall, Morris, Chesney, Silverfield, and we'll get to Pat Fitzgerald in a second. Nine of the 11 guys on this list, they've all been head coaches. There's only been two guys who are coordinators in this thing. And so this is a reach, but he's a young guy. He's got some energy to him. It can work, but it's not guaranteed to work.
Agreed. 5 years from now, we might be slapping ourselves. And going,
right.
How do we miss that?
Right.
And finally, this is not number 11. This is official, I'm asking you?
Yeah, Pat Fitzgerald will be, or he's going to be. He's the guy at Michigan State.
Michigan State, Pat Fitzgerald. This is I'm going to bump this up to number two. I think it's a fantastic hire. It's great for Michigan State, who's underachieved.
This is the opposite of Stein. Like, this is the experienced guy. I mean, the guy was a head coach at Northwestern from 2006 to 2022.
All-time winningest head coach and player.
Yeah.
At Northwestern.
The only thing that scares me, and maybe the culture went bad, he had it rolling, man. Like, they won 10 games three times there. They finished ranked five times there. Only thing that scares me is he went 3-9 and 1-11 his last 2 years. But maybe he's reinvigorated, renewed enthusiasm now, and maybe he had a bad culture with a couple bad guys. But that 4-20 finish kind of scares me a little bit. But with that said, they're hiring experience. No doubt. No doubt about that. So, it's a good list. Six offensive guys, five defensive guys. That's interesting. Let me get to Zachary in Greenville. Zachary, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for getting me in.
Sure.
I was thinking, I know Ryan Silverfield has done fairly good at Memphis.
Yeah.
But would this have been a, like, in your opinion, would you have tried to poach the BYU coach?
Here's the thing about BYU. They've got a, you know, he played at BYU, and he's a Mormon guy, and he's already served his Mormon mission and all that kind of stuff. And now they're telling me that the church there, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and all that they're going to raise money and go behind the AD's back to make sure they keep him. I take this. I think that Sataki is one of the best dudes in all of football. I think he's an amazing football coach. I think he's awesome. But he's never really coached outside of the state of Utah. Utah's a different deal. And, you know, I don't think I leave BYU for Utah. I mean, for BYU for Arkansas. I might leave it for Penn State. But I don't know, man. I don't think you can do that. And I think that this – what's going to be interesting now out there is how much money did they raise for him and just how serious they are about keeping him. And I think they're very serious. And I think Penn State might be in trouble.
Yeah, I got another name.
All right.
For, like, instead of Kentucky going and – Will Stein, I mean, okay, that's pretty good hire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Maybe.
There's not a big sample size, like you said. What about Josh Wilcox, the guy that coached at Cal?
Yeah.
Would he have been a good fit at Kentucky?
I don't know. Again, another defensive guy. A guy that...
Isn't that what Kentucky is bred on, is defense?
Yeah.
You know, all those years from having, like, Dupree, the linebacker that got drafted really high, their defense has always been, like, hard-nosed and gritty.
Yeah.
So,
and,
like...
And Justin Wilcox is a hard-nosed guy, but don't you kind of want a different guy there? Because I feel like you're getting almost Stoops 2.0. I think Justin Wilcox is a better football coach than Mark Stoops. But I think you want, like, a fresh start.
But he also had JKS, too.
Didn't have that all-star
fresh. And you can't Kentucky go and get – don't they have the resources, since they're in the SEC, to go and get
maybe
a JKS from California?
Maybe.
To go and, hey.
Maybe Will Stein. Remember this. He was committed to Will Stein at Oregon. So maybe Stein goes and gets it for Kentucky. It's interesting.
Thanks for getting me in. That's just a few thoughts I had.
Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Let me sneak in Delvin. I got a text message in a minute. Delvin, you don't want to miss my 705 text message I got. I'm going to save it for the top of the next segment. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
You said your 705 what now?
I just got a text from Gabe, and this is interesting, man. This is going to be a if you like the Carolina-Clemson rivalry, he sent a very interesting question after some facts on it. I'll read it at 7:05.
Yeah. Talking about the culture stress and stuff. Like, don't forget me. What's worse for Ryan Shepherd is that the fans are protesting this.
Yeah.
You know, the fans are not liking this. And my question is, who did they expect they were going to get? I know they didn't think they were going to get somebody like Lane Kiffin or somebody.
No, it's hard because you're Arkansas, and it's like, I tell you what it's like. It's like being a bridesmaid, and all the other bridesmaids are getting engaged to, like, some good-looking dudes or some successful dudes or some dudes with money or something. And then you look at yourself in the mirror and go, well, I don't know, man. Like, I'm not the hottest bridesmaid in this thing, you know? That all these other guys are going crazy over those other bridesmaids. They're not as attractive as, obviously, LSU or Florida or Auburn, you know? So they kind of... You just kind of take who you can get. But maybe Ryan Silverfield is that lightning in a bottle. That's what everybody's hoping for, to catch the lightning in a bottle.
I mean, it's going to come down to teams. You talk about BYU and a lot of they say, actually not them. It's a cookie company, a man called Crumble. It's the owner of a cookie company. It's going to come down to a cookie and Penn State.
A cookie company. That's the guy who gave all the money to begin with, and he's trying to raise the money. He's going over the AD's head. Try to keep this guy around.
Did you see the little message he said on Twitter? He said, "I got to come off the sidelines now and get into the game with this."
No.
Do you think? I think he's staying.
I would be surprised if he left. You got to go. What, you know? By the way, just looking at him, Sataki guy. Like, if I'm him, you can pay me in cookies. You know, you don't.
He
have to
said that, Mickey. Dude, he said, Mickey, you ought to heard his quote. They had the teleconference for the Big 12 championship.
Yeah.
And he said, they were asking about the job. He said, I got a good life, man. Look at me. Joey is feeding me. So look at me.
He's an awesome guy, man. I heard an interview with him the other day. He is an awesome dude and somebody you want to be around. I don't know what Penn State does.
If he turns them down,
let me tell you what to do if you're Penn State.
The only candidates that got are Hotline and Dayball.
All right, let me give you this one. All right?
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin. What do you think? He's already in the state. They got to get out. Like, he's not going very well. And does he want to get out of the pro game? The college game's like the pro game now. Think about that.
Mike Tomlin is head coach of New York Giants.
You think? We'll see.
Yep.
Hey, man, got to get top of the hour.
Yeah,
always appreciate it. Yeah, I think Mike Tomlin will look really good over there. And I'm gonna leave you this hour. Stay tuned for the 705 part. If I'm Penn State, I come in, the new Penn, and I put me some blue helmets with that logo on there, and I put me some stripes on the shoulders. I change the uniforms. Hour number two when you come back right after this.